Phase 2 of Briggsdale Apartments adds 40 one-bedroom units to the 35 that were built in 2006. Located on the southwest side of Columbus along Harrisburg Pike, Briggsdale's design reflects and respects the Briggs family farm originally on the property. Financial assistance limits the portion of rent paid by residents to 30% of their incomes. The apartments offer permanent, supportive housing to individuals struggling with homelessness, mental illness, and addiction. Community Housing Network CEO Sam Schuler says the complex has 24-hour staffing and on-site support services.
Improved computer lab, you'll see more flexible spaces for people so that everybody as a community has an expanded opportunity to engage. We appreciate everybody's support and being able to offer these expanded opportunities. Briggsdale 2, just in the capital cost, was $9 million. The operations are $300,000 a year, services $145,000 a year. So there's a lot that goes into this and a variety of funders that we depend on and support this project. And we're so grateful for their support. They're instrumental in our success.
Those funders include the Affordable Housing Trust for Columbus and Franklin County, the Alcohol, Drug, and Mental Health Board of Franklin County, the City of Columbus, and the Community Shelter Board. CSB Executive Director Michelle Heritage calls the project a victory, but one that needs to be replicated.
Because 500 or so people tonight in this community are going to sleep on our streets. Many of them are young, they're all scared, they're all in crisis. 1,400 people are going to sleep in our shelters tonight. And when we bring this kind of housing online, those folks get to go home. And we need a lot more of this. We're still 1,000 units short.
Heritage and others say they're confident more can be accomplished by collective efforts like Briggsdale Apartments. They're hoping for more success stories like resident and recovering addict James McCary.
Since moving here, I found out a lot of services available to me, such as Medicaid, Medicare, things that I was qualified for, transportation, thanks to staff, because I didn't know I didn't care. What they did was encourage me to do better.
McCary says his kids and family are also slowly coming back into his life, and he's been clean and sober for almost 5 months. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.